Blog Talk Radio.
Well, all right. Welcome to Talk CDL, the Trucker Show. I'm Troy, and we've got Tyler should be in here in a minute. I actually was talking to Diesel a little earlier. Kelly said she's going to try to make it in. The lovely Miss Ruth Ann was going to try to make it in. And, you know, hopefully we can all get together here and talk CDL like we normally do. For some reason, my commercials are down. I can't get to the commercials. Therefore, it doesn't look like I'll be able to obviously play the commercials. I'm just trying to figure out what the dealio is there. Up there they are, and it looks like Tyler just joined us for some reason. Hey, Tyler, how you doing, big guy?
How's it going? I've actually been in here. You're just lagging, I guess. I don't know what's going on there, but good morning, or I guess good evening. It's not morning, is it?
Yeah, you know, Tyler, I don't know about where I came in. I was up, you know me, man. I just tell it all. I was literally ready an hour ago, and somehow people are out there in the break room asking me to do a couple things. I got into doing something, and guess what? Next thing you know, it's 2 minutes of, and I'm not even logged in. So here we are, and I was telling everybody, I don't know if you heard or not, but I was talking to Diesel earlier. He might try to make it on. I left a message for Rich. And the lovely Miss Kelly said she's going to be coming on. And guess what? We got a special guest tonight, maybe Ruth Ann. What do you think of her? Right. You know that lady, don't you?
Yeah. I don't know if I call her a special guest. She's been on the show multiple times. So I wouldn't consider her a special guest no more. I consider her part of the show.
So, Tyler, you know, what's that, buddy?
Nothing. Go ahead.
No. I was going to say, look, I just want to just go ahead and get it out there what we're going to be talking about tonight. You know, there's an article on, I think it happened in Michigan. I'll be pulling it up, but there's a trucker, I guess, and allegedly a guy claims that the trucker cut him off on his motorcycle. So he pulled a gun out and shot at him. I mean, kind of dangerous things out there going on for truckers. And we'll be talking about that and the dangers we can avoid. And then also Dwayne Ackley, pretty much a legend in trucking. I think he was about 84. We're going to pull up a little article on him. He was the founder of Creek Carriers. And I see the lovely Miss Ruth Ann's just walking into the studio right now. But we'll be talking about him also. And in fact, Ruth Ann and I go way back, and her and I worked for the Creek companies at one time together. And I will tell you, you know, it's a top-notch company. And, you know, he's a legend and big set of shoes to fill after his passing. So we'll be talking about all that and you know, maybe a couple other little things. Tyler, we got good news with you. You're going to be transferring down. In fact, let's talk about that, Tyler. You and the lovely Miss Christina and Tessa will be transferring from Minot, North Dakota, down to the top of Florida here in the early part of 2017 is what you're supposed to do. Praise God.
Yeah. It will actually be, you know, right there, kind of in the happy median of that north, you know, west side of Florida, because, you know, you got Pensacola and then you got Tallahassee, right? Two really busy areas. And then we're kind of in between the two out there in the middle of nowhere. So it's kind of a, still going to be pretty nice, not have to be with too many people, and you know, be closer to the show down there. So, all good things.
Well, awesome, and Tyler, while Ruth Ann is miking up right now, well, I wanted to mention what's happened. You know, normally we're all about trucking, but you know what's going on in the country. I'm sure you I didn't get to talk to you today. I woke up this morning to see there was a act of terrorism in the country. And, you know, ultimately we're truckers. That's another thing. We're out there. And, apparently, a guy put some kind of a bomb together, I guess, almost like the bomber there at the, Boston Marathon a couple of years ago. It was almost the same kind of a bomb. And, I guess they caught him over the weekend. But, you know, when you think about it, that's something truckers, you know, there's millions and millions of truckers on the road. And you know, if there's we got enough bad stuff going on, let alone just be driving down the road. And next thing you know, there's a bomb going off near your truck or somebody tries to use it as one. I'll tell you, you have any comment on what's going on, Tyler?
You know, man, it's like it seems every couple months, almost every week now, it seems like there's just one more thing, you know, that that someone's trying to, you know, get out of America or get out of another country. And it's just, it's all almost sadly becoming the norm, you know, what's going to be the next thing, which is really sad to say. You know, you got so many different countries out there, and nearly none of them are at peace. So it's just crazy to think about it, but you know, all we can do is look at it and do the best we can to deter it, I guess. You know, find the people responsible, follow the channels, and try and connect the dots. So I don't know. I don't really have too much to speak on it because, you know, we could continue all day about, you know, the different incidences and plots against, you know, that are going on around all of the world. So, yeah, just ridiculous. But as far as truckers are concerned, truckers are can you guys hear that bing, that ding that goes off right there? I'm just curious.
Didn't hear a ding. How about you, okay. Ruthann, since you're mic'd up just sitting there. Did you hear a ding? I know you want to say something rude with the word ding.
No, I didn't hear it.
Yeah, she's so used to hearing ding and just like the dinner bell, her ringing the dinner bell. Like.
No, I was just more or less singing like a ding dong, like a ding-a-ling.
Like a ding bat. You were going to call Tyler a ding bat, weren't you? All right. But anyways, truckers, you were going to mention truckers.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say truckers, you know, out on the road, with these different plots going around. One of the biggest things that, you know, you'd say people who are looking to use improvised, you know, devices and people who might not be experienced in creating devices, you know, what they usually do is they look at, okay, well, what has been done before? You know, you see it all the time, copycat killers and all that other kind of stuff. And, you know, so as a trucker, you know, how many times in our history have we seen vehicles used, you know, as a means to, you know, anonymously, you know, hold a vehicle, you know, a weapon inside of it, you know, Oklahoma City. And there's, let's see, over in England somewhere, same thing happened. I forget that one. You know, so there's
France had the train where the people, you know.
Yeah, I think the original, before the Twin Towers were taken down, I think they loaded box trucks under the Twin Towers and tried to blow it up years before they actually got it to go down. It was actually more than one attempt on it. And then, like I said, the Timothy McVeigh thing and Terry Nichols, they had bombed. They used a big straight truck with ammonium nitrate, I guess, or whatever they were using. Yeah, which is ammonium nitrate. It's in the fertilizer, and they use that to blow up the Oklahoma City. I forget what the name of the building was, but it was a horrible thing. There was actually a daycare in the bottom of that.
No.
If you look it up, in the Oklahoma City bombing, there was an actual daycare, and little kids were killed in that. Yeah, there really was. It was really a sad day. And, you know, since then, of course, they've put him to death and life goes on. But, you know, the country's definitely changing. And I'll tell you what's really changing a lot, excuse me, is the trucking world. You know, just so many changes we've seen over the years. So, you know, just be prepared, everybody, and be vigilant about what's going on out there. And hopefully we won't see any more terrorism in the country. Looks like the lovely Miss Kelly McCulley from Ladies Truckers, the only lady trucker, has joined the show. How you doing, girl?
Oh, I ain't having a good day. Good evening.
What? Are you back to driving?
Yeah, I've been driving last week and this week, but they've been horrible weeks.
Yeah. Your strength coming back?
Yeah, I still going a little slow at it, but I'm getting it done.
All right. Well, Kelly, today we've got Ruthann on the show. I don't know if you've ever said hi to Ruthann or not. Ruthann, say hi to Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi. I'm glad I'm not the only female on here.
Yeah, but you know what? That's just
more. I'm starting to get lonely there for a while, you know?
Tyler, that's just another female we can pick on, right?
Oh, I don't know about that. I don't think we've ever picked on Kelly.
You haven't. And you shouldn't, because I can get really close to where Tyler lives, you know?
Yeah, for now.
Yeah, Tyler's going to be transferring down to North Florida in March.
Ooh.
So awesome.
Go see some sunshine.
Well, let's get this show on the road. I got a couple things I want to talk about, but I wanted to just run a commercial real quick or two, and then we will, if I even can find it, it's been so long since I was even in here, we just pull up a commercial here.
For nearly 40 years, owner-operators have trusted Mercer Transportation to provide them with the freight and support needed to be successful. A 100% owner-operated company, Mercer Transportation provides a strong foundation for owner-operators to build their business on. We understand that for us to succeed, we need our owner-operators to succeed, and that is a responsibility we take seriously. That is why at Mercer you can expect consistent year-round freight, 100% fuel surcharge pass-through, fuel and tire discounts, paid cargo insurance plans. You can receive your settlement for each load within one business day with no additional fees. You will work with an assigned load coordinator who understands your business and will keep you loaded and profitable. Contact a Mercer representative today to discuss your goals and how Mercer can assist you in achieving them. Give us a call at 888-978-1393. That number again is 888-978-1393, or visit us online at www.mercertown.com. Mercer Transportation, rock solid, owner-operator driven.
All right, well, I'm on a different page. Tyler, you make sure you're in there watching the callers, right?
Yeah, I can see
okay.
the call.
All right, so look, actually, I see, is that Alan that just joined us?
Yeah, I think so.
It is.
Hey, Alan, how
you guys
doing?
Hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
I'm good.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. Hey,
your
Kelly.
Phone's a little muffled, though.
What's up?
I'm working hard, actually. I just quit working. I had to put this dang trailer back in the shop again.
Oh, no. Nice to hear your voice. A little blast from the past.
Hey, Alan?
Yes, sir.
Your phone's really gargled.
Okay, you know what? Let's do this then. Hang on a minute.
Well, listen, guys. He's trying to fix himself. What's that?
Is that better?
Oh, yeah. Much better. Okay. Listen, here's what we got today. A couple things that we just want to talk about here on Talk CDL. And basically, like we said in the article, you know, we've got enough problems out there on the road, four-wheelers, weather, long hours, long days away from home. Just, you know what a truck driver goes through. We all know. And look, here's a guy. I'm going to read this. This motorcyclist faces felony charges for shooting at semi on I-94. It says a motorcyclist is facing felony charges after shooting at a semi that he says cut him off on I-94 in Michigan. The shooting happened just before 8 o'clock in the morning on Friday in the eastbound lanes of I-94 near mile marker 24. According to the reports, truck driver Alan Shotko had entered a construction zone when an angry motorcyclist pulled a firearm from his coat and shot at him as they were both traveling on I-94. Shotko was not hurt and called the police. They later discovered a bullet hole in the truck's radiator. Police were able to locate and stop the motorcyclist, 34-year-old Trenton Norris, about 16 miles away from the scene of the shooting. They found a loaded .40-caliber pistol on his person. Norris admitted to the police that he shot at the semi. He said that he was angry because the truck driver cut him off, but denied that he intended to injure Shotko. Norris was formally charged today with 4 counts of felony, assault to do great bodily harm, less than murder, assault with a deadly weapon, discharging a firearm from a motor vehicle, and carrying a concealed weapon. Tyler, I'm going to ask you first what your thoughts are on that kind of a situation out there, and we'll go from there.
Man, I think we've had an incident like this kind of before, and you know, but
yeah, it was
usually,
trucker.
Yeah. But if I remember correctly, it was almost like he was going up in the vehicle as if he was asking a question, and then he kind of popped him. man, I think really the best kind of response for me on this is to reference some of our previous shows that we've had about, you know, being vigilant, not really trusting anybody out on the road, and making sure you have certain procedures in call. Now, this guy really had nothing he could have done. He didn't know that this guy was going to have a gun and, you know, ill intent. But, man, I mean, there's only so much you can do before it's, like, just straight up, you know, just a bad human being in the wrong, or rather a right human being in the wrong place at the wrong time with a bad human being. So, I don't even know. I'm almost at a loss of words as far as having somebody.
Here's what I would say. There's many angles we can approach with this.
Yeah, tons.
First off, let's just play devil's advocate. And let's just say the trucker cut him off but didn't realize that he cut him off. Let's start with that situation, not the situation of you got a trucker that's just – because we know there's some truckers that run like they own the road. And there's some four-wheelers that do, and it just really depends on the person behind the wheel, no matter who it is. But let's just say the truck driver innocently didn't know that he cut the guy off. First off, you're on a motorcycle, and sometimes you don't see the bike. So my statement to that would be, God forbid you accidentally cut somebody off and they want to put a bullet in your head. You know what I mean? It's just, that's a scary situation, and that really – that really calls for us to really, 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 really be safe. And look, as truck drivers, we're trained to look as far as we can ahead for any dangers, anything, any obstructions, anything on the road, you know, and including motorcycles that we, you know, if you're merging, it almost sounds like they were merging in that construction zone. And, you know, somehow the biker got cut off and he's pretty ticked off and he wants to, you know, kill the guy. So I would say that's an unfortunate situation, especially if the truck driver didn't know that he did that. Kelly, what are your thoughts? You're out there on the road all the time.
Well, there's kind of a lot going on, and who knows what actually happened unless you're involved in it. The scenario I'm thinking is, you know, you mentioned we look far ahead. There's a lot of close-by places on our big rigs that we can't see, especially a motorcycle. And there's another thing called four-wheeler idiots is what we call them. But I look at it as uneducated. It's like that ATA video that came out that I tagged you in that you reposted. If we could get the general public to understand what we can see and what we can't see, I think that would help tremendously, because it sounds like, and there are a few truckers out there, there's not a lot, I'm going to guarantee that one, but there are a few road rage truck drivers out there, we've all seen the videos, that just can't stand the four-wheeler, doesn't understand. It's the same thing with the truck driver. They're not comprehending that the four-wheeler doesn't understand why we slowed down going up the hill and now we're going down the hill and past again, and they get irate with us. It's the same deal. We have to understand that the four-wheelers are uneducated, and we need to help educate the four-wheelers in how we run, what we can see, and what we can't see. And I think that would put down a whole lot of this road rage stuff, a whole lot of it.
Yeah. Ruthann, you got something to add to that? I see you over there.
Well, yeah, actually, there's a couple of things. One, I think that of course, the motorcyclist was being a complete stupid person there. Aside from the fact that there's signs, everybody's, you know, you always see the signs of motorcyclists as far as, you know, watch out for motorcyclists, because you can't see them even on a four-wheeler. Half the time you can't see a motorcyclist unless you turn your head. You can't just use your mirrors with them. Well, when you're in a big rig, of course, you do not have a window in the back that you could turn your head and look out of, so you're only using your mirrors. So you, like Kelly was saying, there's so much that you do not see. You know, if a four-wheeler has a blind spot, you got to only, you know, with any intelligence, assume that there is a blind spot for a truck driver too. And if you're going to be merging as a motorcyclist, not only can they zip in there pretty easy, which is probably, you know, that could have been a very, you know, he might not even been in the area when the truck driver was trying to merge over. If that's what was happening, he could have zipped right in at the last minute and then got cut off because, you know, he just didn't do it fast enough and the big truck got over quick enough. And to sit there and do that is just, it wasn't worth the penalties that he ended up getting. He could have been crushed underneath the tandems. He could, there's so many things that could have happened to him. So it was complete stupid. But what I was going to suggest, as Kelly was saying, you know, if we can get the awareness out there, maybe Kelly and Alan and some of the other drivers out there can take a picture of you sitting in your truck, zoom in on your side mirrors and post, this is what I can see. And maybe they'll start, you know, if they could see exactly what you're seeing, then maybe they'll understand, you know, especially if you end up having like a friend of yours, if you can, you take a picture and then have that person walking on the side of the car, on the side of your truck and say, this, I can't see this person through my rear view mirror, but this is what he's, where he's actually at. That might help some people see awareness if they can actually physically see it.
I hear you. Alan, what's your thoughts?
Well, it's funny that Ruthann said that because I'm going to also kind of piggyback on what Kelly said, because there are a lot of things that, you know, we don't see on those videos. And like what Ruthann was saying, I'm actually been talking with Jill about putting together a just a little informative thing for like high school people that are in driver's ed or permit drivers. That's one of the things that we kind of had mentioned was, you know, what can you see in your mirrors? And like, get a flag, have somebody with a flag or some kind of marker with a measurement like that. So I think that's a brilliant idea to start with. But the other thing is with the motorcycle, I actually had that happen when he came by on my right side on an on-ramp onto the interstate and came up, and I was in the left lane moving back over after I'd passed to get into the right lane. He came flying up, didn't see him. He was totally cool and freaked me out. And so I think that's the biggest thing, is there's a lot of misinformation about what we're able to see, like the area. And because of not only the size with the length, but the width and the speed and everything that you take into consideration, just because we have a lot of mirrors doesn't mean that we're always able to catch everything, you know, all the time. There's a lot that happens in a moment's notice, and it can be pretty nerve-wracking, and it makes you nervous because there is a big responsibility on our part. So it sounds like there were probably a number of things going on. The guy probably had a bad day. Girlfriend broke up. I mean, who knows, you know? But to overreact like that, especially, I kind of laughed when you brought it up. And I'm thinking, motorcycle versus semi. Let's see. Wonder who's going to win. You know, with the gun or not, being on the radio and having a CB and using it, you hear that it only takes a moment for everybody to get on board with a dangerous driver or to prevent somebody from flying up a lane closure in a construction zone in the middle of traffic. And, you know, most four-wheelers don't have those. And so when you've got a somebody like that in a smaller car or a motorcycle, I really think it really does hinge more on a lack of education and knowledge and understanding about what they're actually doing to cause that to happen in the first place. And so I think that's a big issue, is maybe more education and knowledge awareness for the general driving public.
Yeah, and if you think about it also, Tyler was talking about weapons of mass destruction, in a matter of speaking, using trucks. If he would have actually nailed that truck in the wrong way, or actually got the driver, and that driver had an accident in a construction zone, imagine the pile-up that could have happened, and if there was construction workers on the side, just think of the devastation that could have actually happened there just because that guy had a bad day. And quite truthfully, he should never have. Of course, he's got a felony, so he's never going to be able to carry a weapon again. But also, Alan, one thing that I wanted to do years and years and years ago was, like you were saying about a service video for high school students going through driver's ed, add in how fast or how long it takes for a truck to stop doing the speed limit unless when he's loaded and unloaded, because that's one thing that I always taught my kids when we're driving, is that it you don't stop on a dime. It takes them a great deal of length, and that to never sit there and judge that they could stop quick enough to not run into you.
All right. So look, guys, so we've played a little devil's advocate here with, all right, possibly the truck driver was not at fault. He didn't know he cut the guy off. And as truck drivers, Alan, you're a trucker. Kelly's a trucker. I'm an ex-trucker. Tyler's truck. Ruth Ann, you've driven truck. And, you know, we're out there away from our families, risking our lives. And now we've got this to deal with because gun sales have gone through the roof in the last so many years. Everybody owns one. And, you know, I really believe if you're out there listening and you've got a temper, you might not want to carry a gun with you because of the way you might react. If you can't control yourself, you just pull out a gun and shoot. You might want to just put that gun away. It's a dangerous thing. And look, let's be honest. This guy, he's gonna do a few years in jail. But let's just go and flip the coin for a second, just for a heck of it. And let's just say it's one of those rude truckers, man, that will cut people off. They own the road. They're going to push people. You know, we see it all the time. You know, I see the videos on four-wheelers being idiots. And look, there's some idiot truckers. I'm not going to deny that. Okay, I've been out there on the road for many years myself. So, you know, here's a trucker, you know, not respecting somebody. And I would say this is what can happen to you. Either way, the end result, it could be a mistake. You could be shot. You could be rude. You could be shot. So, you know, realistically, probably the best thing you can do in the morning when you wake up is prepare to be good. Pray a little, prepare to do good, and be ready for those situations. You got somebody coming up alongside you, you're better off slowing down and letting them get in and merging into traffic. You're really better off not getting in that situation with somebody because you just – I told when my daughters turned 16 and they started driving, because the one daughter I have does have a temper, okay? And I told her, I said, Hunter, that's her name, I said, you have to realize that just because you have a car and you can scream at somebody, you don't know what that other person has tucked down your seat. So, you know, you're better off just letting somebody get down the road and be angry or whatever. And obviously, if that guy was willing to pull out a gun, he probably was having a bad day to begin with. I would have to say he wasn't in a joyful mood when he got cut off. Somewhere along the line, he might have already had bad news. So I would say in wrapping this situation up, you know, you probably can prevent this stuff just by allowing people to merge ahead of you versus, especially if you see somebody aggressively, because we all have merged in the construction zones and where that stuff is coming. Ruth Ann's looking at me like, I want to talk. You know, probably the best thing you could do, especially if you see somebody aggressive, let them go. Just let them go. Swallow your pride, let them go. Routine guy.
Well, if you're a person that has to ask, like in the morning, pray for you know, to be good and maybe have patience, and maybe you might want to change your profession, because a professional driver should not have that kind of attitude because he's supposed to be a professional.
And, you know, that's what Rich used to say on the show all the time, be the professional. And that's really good advice, Ruth Ann. I like that. Hey guys, I got some sad news. I'm gonna switch the subjects. A legend, and I call him a legend because he is a legend in trucking, has passed away. And let me tell you who I'm talking about. Y'all know who Crete Carrier is, don't you?
Yes.
Yes.
Tyler?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Kelly, you still there? She must be on. She must have us on mute. Crete Carrier, the founding chairman, Dwayne Ackley, and he passed away. I think he was 84, and I love his story. It's one of those stories that you hear about the guy. He started out with one truck, and he built up to a giant company. This is that guy, and I'm going to read this to you, and in honor of this guy, because he was actually. The Ackley Group, they're actually a very sound company, I will tell you that. It says, the man credited with turning Crete Carrier into one of the nation's largest trucking companies passed away over the weekend. You guys, does anybody have any idea how Crete Carriers got their name? No?
Nope, not at all.
Nope.
Okay, listen to this. It says, Crete Chairman Dwayne Ackley died on Saturday at the age of 84, from complications from various health issues. Ackley began his career with Crete in 19. You ready for this, guys? 1966. It says when he became the company's attorney. It says at that time the company used six leased trucks. They didn't even own their trucks. 6 leased trucks to haul dog food from a plant in, you ready for this? Crete, Illinois. It says Acme purchased the company in 1973. At that time, Crete had 100 employees, 100 trucks, and they were $6 million in revenue. Acme later moved Crete's headquarters to what we know now as Lincoln, Nebraska. It said at the end of last year, Crete employed 5,000 truck drivers and 1,000 office employees. It also has around 5,000 trucks, 13,000 trailers, and over $1 billion in revenue. In addition to his work with Crete, Ackley was also active in the Republican Party, acting as a prominent GOP fundraiser and an advisor to both Bush presidents. He was also a member of the board of the American Trucking Association. Ackley's son-in-law, Ton Ostergaard, is Crete's current CEO. Ackley is survived by his wife, Phyllis. They were married for 62 years. What do you think, Tyler? What do you think of that story? A legend. You know, here's a guy that really helped shape trucking. What do you think of that part?
I love a success story, you know, especially, you know, when you have a bottom feeder that, you know, ends up being a shark or, you know, maybe like a, I don't know, whale shark even, you know, in retrospect to size, you know. It's just beautiful to see that. It's a sad story all around, but I think I'm more interested in what Dave has to say. What do you got?
Hey,
what do you
Diesel's
think, Dave?
On the show today. What's up, Beast?
How you doing? Yeah, I don't even know. I just got into tail end. Who are you talking about there?
Hey, Diesel, you and I worked together over at the Ackley companies. Dwayne Ackley passed away.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I was telling everybody, he was a legend, man. I mean, this guy took a company from nothing in 1966 to what it is today, $1 billion in revenue, 5,000 trucks. You know, Diesel, you and I both know that that's actually a stand-up company.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Always was.
Yeah.
Yeah, it always was. And, of course, you know, that's the best I can tell you. I had a lot of respect for, you know, what I've heard about the man and everything, and I know he was active in politics, and I think he did a lot for the trucking industry. I think there's quite a few companies that kind of took a little, kind of followed a little bit. We've had other entrepreneurs that have started with a couple of trucks and built up real big. One was Mike Starnes at MS Carriers, and quite a few, but I don't think any as reputable as him and his name and the name he made for himself and his company.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I said, you know, we talked about a few things tonight early. I wanted to end it with that. A legend, you know, when somebody like that passes on in trucking, you know, I think it should be noted, you know, for everybody to know. I mean, I don't normally pay honor to any, you know, not many men or women, but you know, he was, from what I understand, was a pretty stand-up guy. You know, and look, They're one of those carriers that drivers, they actually have a really good reputation among drivers also. So hats off to the Ackley family. And, our condolences are with them. So what's going on, Diesel? Talk to me, brother. How you doing? Why don't you tell everybody? Everybody's been asking about you. You know, how's the health, first off? Let's ask that.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm just finding out, you know, this type of surgery I had, I'm just finding out there's no quick fix for it, that it does take, it takes quite a while to fully recover. And it's, it's an, you know, that kind of major surgery is really, it's more of a, I don't know, I think it's more of a psychological experience than it is even a physical experience for what they do when they give you that type of surgery.
Yeah, I... While you were gone, I kind of had a little fun. I told everybody you had one foot on the banana peel.
Well, I'll tell you what, you kind of feel like you have one foot on the banana peel for quite some time, I can tell you that. And it's a time-consuming thing. Like I said, you know, I mean, it is physical. It puts a lot of physical limitations on you. But at the same time, it's very mental. It just really is. And
hey, Diesel,
Diesel,
wouldn't that be good advice? We got young Alan on the show here. I don't know how young he is, but he's young to trucking. We got Miss Kelly. And, you know, I know Kelly, she's gone through some health issues. And, you know, she's recovering. I won't go into detail. But you know, the advice, Diesel, what would you give these young truckers You know what I mean? You just went through a heart complication. And one of the things, Diesel, and I don't want to get too far into health talk here, but for truckers, we can do this. You know, you got a lot of young truck drivers that are getting, you can tell that they eat at the all-you-can-eat buffet because they're going to get their money's worth. And, you know, I joke about that because 80% of all truckers have bad hearts. They have high blood pressure, high blood sugar.
Right.
They have bleeding hemorrhoids. I mean, they just, it's a mix of problems because all they do is sit with no circulation and they eat and eat and then they drive and they eat while they're driving. I mean, heck, I used to do it when I was a driver. I mean, I try to stay in shape. What advice would you give these guys and gals?
You know, I'll tell you what, with all the problems that you just mentioned, and there's always going to be problems, there's nothing so important, I think, in the physical well-being of a body as your breathing, as your cardiovascular breathing. And you know, you're out in the road, you're in the truck, you don't feel like doing anything, you eat a lot, you have this, you have that. You know, you got a truck, walk around your truck. I mean, you can tell somebody diet, don't do this, don't eat this, don't eat that. That's not going to work because that's not how it is. So the best thing I can tell you is take care of yourself cardiovascularly. Walk around your truck. Get them lungs going. Get that breathing going. Do some cardiovascular. And that's my best advice. That's my best. If I could only do one thing, that would be it. And I think there's a lot of people that would agree with me once they think about it.
I hear you. Hey, Tyler, what do you got to say about all this?
About health? Yeah.
You're a health nut.
Yeah, I am. I would say, man, you guys summed it up pretty well. I mean, Dave or you know Diesel, whatever name you want to call him by, you know, has experienced it. He's been there, done that. And I think his advice every trucker out there should heed. But you know, the McDonald's and the Burger King and I'm just gonna come in here and just grab a bunch of candy to keep me awake, kind of things. Candy might keep you awake for a couple of minutes, but you have to keep eating it and eating it. And eating it to keep getting that sugar rash, and sooner or later you're going to crash anyway. Compared to some more healthy alternatives, that's going to be better for your body and not going to make you gain 500 pounds. You know, there's lots of decisions out there that you can make as a trucker to make sure you're staying on the right track. And I know it's hard because it's much easier just to pull through the drive-through than it is, or you're not going to pull through the drive-through, but you know, walk inside real quick and grab a burger. Compared to, you know, going in the grocery store for 30 minutes, 15 minutes and packing something up in your truck. So just be mindful of it, you know.
Cardiovascular. I think most people would agree. That's something you can attain no matter how bad your diet is or whether you happen to come down with diabetes or high blood pressure. You know, those things are controlled by medication. But the cardiovascular thing, you know, like walking around your truck and keep them lungs going, that's free. That's free to you, you know, and it does nothing but help. It makes about any situation or any problem that you have wrong with you physically makes it better.
I'll tell you what, in the coming weeks, I'm going to get more cheerful, funny things on Talk CDL because truckers getting shot at, people dying, and people getting unhealthy. Man, that makes a depressing show. Ruthann, you got anything to say before we wrap this thing up? You got any closing thoughts?
Well, there is Tyler could probably say a little bit about it too, but there's a new thing that they're doing, you know, where you plank. And what you do is you do a plank and you stay in that position, and it's like a 45 days or something like that you do it. And you just start out by doing like 5 seconds and then you 10 seconds and you incrementally go up, and suppose because you're using your whole core trying to keep your back straight. It's like doing a push-up but not doing the push-up. You're on your elbows. And what you're supposed to do is as you're doing that in, I think it's 30 days.
Let me cut you off because I'm really good at it.
Yeah.
Plank. Like, what do you mean plank?
You are on your toes.
Yeah.
Your back is straight.
Yeah.
And you're on your elbows. You know how you do a
push-up?
Okay,
hold on. Oh, you mean you're in a laying down position?
No, you're not. You're on your elbows.
I'm on my elbows, but I'm laying down. I'm not standing on my toes.
Well, how can you be on your elbows if you're standing?
That's right. Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out. When
you
start out with on your toes, and I'm like picturing myself.
No.
Okay.
You're on your toes. Like it's as if you're doing a push-up, but instead of actually being on your palms or your hands, you're on the forearm from your elbow to the bottom of your hand.
Tyler, I love when we have a smart ass on the show. Go ahead, Ruthann.
You're that all day.
Okay, I appreciate it. Anyways, go ahead. So.
But it's supposed to what you're doing is you're losing weight. You're toning yourself. You're kind of actually doing a lot of it's like a calinetics, is it called?
Okay.
Where you're cause
so you're on your elbows, you're on your toes, and you're staying in a stiff plank.
You're staying in a stiff plank, and you're you
go
start
to
out
do
with
a
doing
push
it
up,
real slow because
but
if
don't
you do
do
it
a
for too
up.
Long, you're like,
oh, it's gotta hurt.
I said go to do a push up, but don't do a push up. That's a plank. But you do it, go down on your elbows. So maintain push up position.
Yeah, but you're on your like where you're from your elbow to the. Yeah.
Ben,
the
what
palm.
do you start out with? How long?
Like it's only like 5 or 10 seconds.
However
gradually
long you can
go up. It's like a pyramid. You start out really low, and then you double the seconds. Like,
what happens when your discs fly out of your back?
Then you really shouldn't be doing it if you're that old and that decrepit that your discs fly out your back.
Troy, you should have smacked you at the end of the show, dude. You know that, right?
You can't win with her. Even Diesel knows you can't win with her.
Well, the other thing is called traction. That's what will happen if your discs fly out. Forget
no,
planks.
Okay,
right,
so,
no planks are
so
planking.
Phenomenal. So if you're a trucker, Diesel suggests cardio. I like that. Ruthann suggests planking. Would a trucker be planking in the parking lot? Wouldn't his elbows get all greasy?
No, well, you could do it in the bunk.
Hang it on your bunk.
Do it in your bunk?
Yeah.
But your bed is soft.
Also
so be
look at Troy brain. Already giving excuses to the truckers.
Okay.
That planking, though, will also
boy,
help
they're going to hurt
breathe.
Their elbows. They don't have any blankets in the trucks to throw on the ground? Come on now.
Alan's sticking up for him.
Thanks, Alan.
I tell you what, man. No,
the driver's saying that we can do it. I hear him.
Okay. All right,
you
truckers.
No, right. Cardio is because you're going to burn. You're going to if you're doing cardio, you're going to be using muscles. You're going to prevent them from atrophying. 90% of everything that you need to be able to do, other than literally walking, you can pretty much do in the cab. I've got 4 sets of elastic bands. And, yeah, planking, you do it on your bunk. I've got my bike. I've got my mountain bike strapped up top on the second bunk. I can take it in and out of the truck in 2 minutes. But it's like anything that you can do with elastic straps, just moving, walking in place. You can walk in place if it's raining. I've done that. But, yeah, the cardio is key because you're going to be doing all those things to get everything moving, to help flush out the toxins. The planking is great because it's great for your core, because when we're sitting on our butt all day, the one thing that we're not using at all is our core. So that's one of the first things to go. You can plank on your bunk with no problem at all. You don't have to be on a rigid surface. Your mattress, even though it's going to give a little bit, you're still supporting your weight like you were doing a push-up, but in that plank position. And you've got to breathe because it takes a lot of energy to do that. And so if you just try to hold yourself in a push-up position, it's even difficult. So, yeah, anything to benefit the cardio aspect of it and the core aspect is best thing you can
do. Yeah, the cardio, you can run around you can just go and do a trip just around your tractor your trailer. Just
you remember
do a little fireman red light
thing.
Yeah, you remember when Philip used to be on the show? And, hey, Diesel, do you remember how many trips around the truck is a mile? Remember
talked about that, and I'm sorry. I do not remember. I wish
Tyler,
I did.
Google that. How many trips around a tractor trailer is a mile? I think that's already there's something written up about that, actually.
Probably is, if you Googled it.
Yeah, because, you like Ruthann just said, you can just, I mean, if you don't have I used to look for places to go jogging and run. I used to carry my weights, you know, the whole nine yards when I was driving, so... You know, I was always looking, but it's not the safest thing in the world at most truck stops to go jogging on the back road there, because there are usually roads that don't have lines on them, and you're taking
well, you know,
a chance.
What's better than saying, oh, I think I'm I think I'm going to go for like a mile around. Don't base things off of distance, but base them off of time. Say I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to jog around my truck for 15 minutes rather than I'm going to jog around for a mile. Base everything off of time because you have a lot better of a way to estimate and see how much progression you're getting that way. So
not only that, but a lot of people now have a Fit. If they don't have a Fit, your phone itself can turn into a pedometer.
Yeah. Talking about truckers here, Mom.
They're still not stupid. Yeah, that they've got some intelligence. They can handle turning their phone. A simple app. I'm sure they could find it on there. And in fact, even the iPhone right now even comes up with My Health itself. So.
Yeah,
Argus is another app that will actually track your steps and distance and stuff.
If you actually have an Android, it comes stock on your phone. But go ahead, Troy.
Yeah, there's no excuse for truckers to not get in shape. It's really what everybody's saying. And look, the bottom line is you got to want it anyways. You can't, you know, and a lot of people, hey, there's an old saying. I'm going to just give it to you. Young men give up their health to chase money. And when they become old men, they have to give up their money to chase their health. Keep that in mind, guys. You don't get to just pile it up in the bank and then someday retire all happy. You usually have to go and chase your health. So anyways, let's wrap this puppy up. We got lots of shows and lots of things to talk about, Lord willing, here in the future. I'm going to go ahead and turn this over. Since Kelly's dropped, she sent me a message. She had her somebody was looking for her where she was out at the shop. So she went ahead and bowed out. So, Ruth Ann, you have the floor for a second. What's your final thoughts on the show today?
Just to be safe. I mean, with everything that's going on right now and just between weather, you know, all the stupid weather that's going on the East Coast, and if we're going to start getting the weather up there in the Midwest, between that and just people being just total inconsiderate people driving next to you, just remember you're a professional.
Hey.
Let them be however they're going to be, but you can only answer for yourself. So be a professional out there and stay safe.
Diesel, man, what do you got?
Well, I got in the show kind of late, but, you know, getting back to, of course, it's always what's good for us drivers. Just remember the, you know, cardiovascular, that's like oiling your car. You know, you keep everything moving. And once again, no matter what you got wrong with you, that's good for you. So, you know, keep that in mind. Try to walk, do whatever you can. And on the side there, stay as healthy as you can. That's my final thoughts.
Alan, give me some thoughts, brother.
Heard this last night listening to a talk. Three most important questions to always be asking yourself. What's the most important time? Who's the most important person? And, oh, shoot, of course, now I'm going to blank out. I'm going to put this on the page, though. But the most important time is now. Most important moment in time, right now. Who's the most important person? The person in front of you. What's the most important thing to do? Care. So what I'm getting present to is a lot of people getting anxious about the holidays coming up. We've got a lot of Black Friday. I'm going to be teaming with a buddy of mine for 3 or 4 months during the holidays. Keep those things in mind. The moment is now. The person most in front of you, the person in front of us, the people in front of us, having that attitude, I think, that professional attitude, and coming with an attitude of caring about not only your own well-being, but theirs as well, it's going to create a pattern of behavior, hopefully, that will kind of people can feed off of and hopefully become a little more contagious, especially over the holidays with all the rushing around. And really just kind of make it a point to up the game of professionalism. And the other thing is the radio, man. The CB saved me a number of times. Man, you guys were dead on. Best investment I could have made. Dave, it's great to hear you. Great to hear you on the show today, man.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Right.
Yep.
Tyler, brother Tyler, go ahead and wrap it up, baby, so I can give my final thoughts.
Man, you know, I think
Tyler,
everyone.
Don't forget to plug us and all that other good stuff.
The everyone else kind of summed up really everything I was truly thinking. You know, just make sure you're healthy on the road, be safe out there, be courteous of others, and everything comes full circle. So, with that being said, speaking of full circle, all right, we have a nice little a little circle you can run in order to listen to our shows between going from Facebook and then around to TalkZito.com and then around to Facebook again. And it's just this vicious cycle of just endless awesome content. Facebook, TalkZito.com, and just kind of repeat that over and over and become part of the community. Make sure you like Facebook.com. Make sure you, you know, follow the website. And I'm sure you'll be pleased. And if you're not pleased, I ask that you follow over to iTunes or Facebook and just hit the reviews on Facebook. Just send us a message and you know, give us a review there, and we'll send it off to where it needs to go. And we take those reviews seriously, and we'll you know, tailor and look to see how we can best, you know, help you guys. So go ahead, Troy.
Tyler, I had my mic down. I was doing something. Did you tell them where they can find us and all our good stuff?
No, I totally forgot. That's sarcasm. Go ahead.
You guys are killing me.
Let me tell you guys this honestly. It's great to be back on. Many shows ahead. Hopefully Diesel will be joining us whenever he can. Alan, of course, you're welcome. Kelly, if you can hear us, definitely come back on. Miss Ruth Ann will be joining us. We've got Cody. I tell you what, I haven't heard from Cody in a while, Alan. He actually asked about you a bunch of times last month. And,
oh, cool.
Of course, my compadre, as always, Master Tyler, and myself, we're, like I always tell everybody, if we're alive tomorrow, praise God, we're going to get up and do the show. Like I said, many things to talk about in the future. And you know what? All I can say is stay tuned. As for now, good night. God bless.